This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And happening tomorrow, a trunk or treat event for local families. And talking about it this morning, coming in from the Fish Food Pantry, David Graham, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, sir.
So, looks like a fun time planned for tomorrow.
We're hoping for so. It's a nice thing to be able to do. It's actually community-wide for our entire Commons area. So, we're having all kinds of people coming in for the bringing their cars, bringing their trunks, creating a great thing for families.
So Family Development Center, Fish Food Pantry, Umpqua, or rather United Community Action Network, Aviva Health, Umpqua Homes Incorporated, all there in the same campus. So you guys working together on this?
Absolutely. This is really kind of a groundbreaker for us as well. Aviva sort of spearheaded the idea, getting us kind of to collaborate together, create kind of a real community effort. So we're excited about this. It's great to be able to do these kinds of things where you see what this campus itself has, as well as all the different services that we can offer to people.
And so what kind of is the format in terms of somebody shows up, where do they go, what do they do?
So we're taking over the large rear parking lot at Aviva. And so there will be all of the different cars will be parked out there. Parking for families and such will be over at the youth center across the street, as well as outside parking. They'll be all marked off for it. Families will come in then, and they get to go through the parking lot. There'll be each truck or each car or each van will have its trunk decorated. There'll be treats and different things. The fish, we're decorating up our van that we have. We'll also be offering up some hot spice cider. So should be fun.
And of course, the weather is a little iffy tomorrow.
You know, it's Roseburg,
yeah,
and it's coming on to winter, so yeah, there's a chance of rain. We're hoping for the best. If it is light to moderate rain or drift mist, we're going to continue on. If it gets to be heavy, we'll have to change our plans.
Well, I think you'll probably be fine, and there's probably motivation for the young people to not worry about getting wet because of what awaits them if they stick it out.
This is the thing. There's going to be lots of treats for them.
Wow. So it's fun to get, and this is the first time you guys have done this, right?
Exactly. This is the first sort of the idea being that we'll continue not only doing something like this for around this holiday season, but also perhaps be able to do other community events. Just again, networking within that campus commons. These are all nonprofits or charity operations.
Well, and a number of years ago, when the plans for this campus began, one of the ideas was that you had these organizations who served a lot of people. Some of the people they served were in common, and you had, but the agencies were all spread all over town. And so often the folks that needed help with various things, or maybe more than one particular agency they needed to see, not only were they having maybe financial issues at the time, now you're telling them to drive all over town. And now
right. It's
simplified because it's all in one place.
You got that absolutely right. I think this was an ideal opportunity creating that campus. It's sort of that one stop to shop, and from UCAN and all of the facilities and offerings they have to Aviva with that incredible health network. It's just it's a great spice for everybody that needs to have help. They have a place to come to.
All right, so 5 to 7 tomorrow night, and it's individualized, wrapped candy and toys and other fun things too.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, looks like a lot of fun tomorrow night. Anything else you had to mention?
Well, you know, the county just did a declaration on the Community Make a Difference Day, which is also tomorrow, which is an exciting thing. And that honors all of these volunteers and all of the people that are within our community. We're hosting something earlier in the morning for that as well. But I just want to shout out to all of the people that do take time to come out and do these kinds of events. It's a huge, huge step to helping all of us in Warrensburg. So very happy.
And I know talking to one of the UCAN people about this and also Brian Trinkle at United Way, because there is, as you well know, a volunteer shortage right now. We had a couple of years where things weren't as available. People kind of got used to not volunteering. And now folks like you and these other organizations really in anything are trying to get people motivated to come back.
It's that post-COVID function. So we're trying to bring people back out and understand that there is still opportunities and we're out there for them.
All right, very good. That's all happening tomorrow as well. Going to be a fun weekend.
Should be a lot of fun.
All right, David, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for the help.
8:37 at the Morning Report.